guys.
All of Griffith was so excited when we saw you on the promo. You know, it's been in the local papers. We've been talking about it on the show. So, you know, there's a lot of support from you here in Griffith.
Yeah, I feel that support, actually. It's really lovely. I was a bit worried. I didn't know how people would take it. It's one of those things, you never know what people are going to say. And it's going to be negative stuff. There's going to be positive stuff. And to me, I really didn't. I'm trying not to care too much about what people think. It's just really myself and how I feel about it, and I did it for me. So I know my intentions with it, and I'm really happy to be doing it. Yeah, it's pretty exciting for me, and I'm really happy that Griffith is backing me. A lot of them are.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see you're going to be part of the show, and you've stolen some early headlines too. They've labelled you the Hurricane.
Yes, they have. Oh, it's a funny title. It's one of those times where I was like, at first, I was like, oh, this is great. He's giving me a nickname already. And I think that's a pretty good thing. When someone wants to give you a nickname straight away, usually that's a positive thing, right? And then when I heard it was a hurricane, I was also like, oh, okay, what does that mean? Hurricanes usually then you know,
destructive.
They're heading towards where you usually hide. So who knows if that's a positive or negative. I'm taking it as a positive. I think it's great he gave me a nickname straight away. And I think it's because straight away, you know, we hit it off.
Well, lucky you did hit it off with Sam, because this is my biggest fear. Look, I see where you're coming from going on The Bachelor. Like, I feel like people generally do want to find love. Mm. But what happens if you see him and you're not feeling it? Then you've got to go through all this stuff.
You've got high hope. You're kind of like, well, some professionals have been on this. They've worked out, you know, who you are as a person so far. Like, you've answered a lot of questions. You've sat down with a lot of people. You've talked to them for a long time. They kind of know what you're looking for, but they also know what Sam's looking for. And so they put you together knowing these things, but then you've got to work out, you know, is there real chemistry there? And that's the exciting part. It's the nerve-wracking part, but yeah, it's really exciting.
Hey, Jacinda, we spoke to Sam earlier this morning and he mentioned, we got him to describe you in a couple of words. Two of those words were funny and charismatic. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, I'm very out there. My family be the first to tell you that. I'm me. I don't know. I'm myself. I try to be funny. God knows if I am or not. I try to be. People laugh at some of my jokes.
What are three words you would describe Sam as?
He's warm. He comes across as very genuine. And he's really caring, actually. He's a beautiful person, I think.
Sounds like someone's a little bit smitten there. Could we see, like, maybe you guys coming to Griffith to settle down in the future?
Well, I think you need to watch the series.
Hey, have you mentioned Griffith to him, and has he been here?
Huh? Oh, look, you're just going to have to see him.
No, he hasn't. Jacinda, we cannot wait to see you tonight, 7:30 on 10, the launch of The Bachelor. You are fighting it out with 23 other girls for his affection, so best of luck.
Oh, thank you so much, guys. I'm nervous about watching it myself, so hopefully, you know, I make my parents a little proud and you all a little bit like, it's a big, I'm hoping I'm not going to be cringing all through it. I'll probably be in the corner rocking back and forth, but, you know, let's hope it goes okay.
Well, we'll be the judges of that. Thanks, Jacinda.
Thanks, guys. Great to talk to you both.